Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
So the way my schedule has worked out of late, a move, something that I thought was going to be fun and was torturous, that's separate from the move, and then some other business. I haven't been here for a few Fridays. And someone by the name of Shaletta Brundage has reminded me that over and over and over. And over again. So I assume today I'm here on a Friday. I'm here with bells on that I would see the smart, the beautiful, the talented, the innovator, the capitalist, the person who's always out there to reach with a hand to help you. I would see her in studio to greet me with a warm hug, maybe with hermetically sealed, maybe with gloves on, but I would get some sort of hug. And now I hear you breathing on the phone. Okay. Well, right now, breathing. We're going to get to breathing in a second with this gross air quality. Why aren't you here?
First of all, you better thank me that I'm not there. I am trying to limit my carbon footprint in the atmosphere because my children were in summer school. And these middle school germs are no joke.
Yeah, that's true.
Anybody who signed up for my newsletter that you can sign up for my daily newsletter that does not have a paywall and I don't ask you for a dime at ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. It's funny. It comes to your inbox right at 11 a.m. every morning. And all I want to do is make you laugh. Right. So I had to take a picture of myself. Because I'm sitting up here with the kids' nebulizer breathing machine on. Because these middle school germs, let me tell you something, they are bullies. They attack viciously. They have no chill. They come to kill, steal, and destroy. I had to, like, get the nebulizer machine and put the mask on. So I got the little dinosaur on my face and the vapors are going because I got to clear up my chest. These middle school germs did me in. This summer school, I'm glad it's over. We're going to go back to having soccer and fun summer camps outside where the germs can, like, fall in the grass. Because I don't think that the kids went to summer school, but I don't think the janitorial staff went as well. I don't believe that.
I assume by August 1st, maybe even, let's see, school probably ended for the kids maybe June 7th, June 8th. I would assume maybe, I don't know, 36 hours after that, you wanted the kids to go back to school.
Did they really go
to a school where there were teachers and there were other employees? Or did you just drop them off at the school and just say, hey, you do what you need to do. Mom needs a break for about 3 hours. Because I think that's a possibility.
Well, they actually still qualify for some special education services. So in South Washington County, during the month of July, they actually went to summer school Monday through Thursday from like 8 a.m. till 11 a.m. I don't even know why I left. I was like, I might as well just sit in the parking lot. 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. is no time.
Yeah, we were a part of that. Yep.
Yeah. So it was 8 to 11, Monday through Thursday. So they actually did go to summer school, which gave me time to come home and wash dishes and get lunch ready and then go back and pick them up because that's the only, that's all I had.
So what has that done to Hot Girl Summer?
That has caused, that has put a pause on Hot Girl Summer because Hot Girl Summer had a fever. Hot Girl Summer had a temperature.
Sometimes that's good. I mean,
not that kind. Yeah. Hot Girl Summer was coughing. Summer, this is how bad it was. Sean came over and washed the dishes for me. He felt sorry for me. It was that bad.
Oh my God.
So
that's Stockholm Syndrome. That is Stockholm Syndrome. When you've treated someone the way you've treated Sean, where he should be fleeing. You know where he should be right now? He should be somewhere he cannot be identified. He should tell you he's in Australia, but he's not in Australia because he's in another country hiding from you. But no, you have hypnotized him. You have created this brilliantly talented man who comes over even after what you've done to him.
And he made me something. I don't know what it was, but it came here today in a bowl, and I'm going to drink and consume it. However it gets here, and I'm so grateful for him for that.
You realize you don't deserve him.
I know. That's why I pray every night and thank God. I'm so grateful. But whatever it was, there were two bowls. One went in the freezer for later, and the other one came right into the house.
Is it possible one of the bowls was for the children? You know, maybe his children, by the way?
No, I made him take those children. I said, hey, I need you to take these kids. It's your turn to get sick. I need a break. Yeah. So he and the children are gone. It's Cameron's birthday. She turns 12. You have no daughters, so you have no idea what a girl does to your house with the glitter at 12 years old. It's ridiculous. We are all glittering. There are unicorns everywhere. Everybody has a press-on nail. It's ridiculous the amount of glitter that is involved in the 12-year-old girl's birthday. And so it's her 12th
birthday.
Do
you have glitter on you right now?
Oh my God, I have press on nails on my feet. I'm like, oh my God, the boys have press on nails on their pinky. They're walking around here looking like Goldie from the Mac. She just needed somebody to do the press on nails with her, so now we're all pressing on nails. That was a gift from my mother. Praise the Lord.
That was payback. That's all that was.
That's what that was. Exactly.
Okay, so what have you arrived at as a present for Cameron? Happy birthday, by the way. That's great.
I'm going to take her to Houston to see Gracie. There's this little girl. She has a YouTube channel. Her name is Gracie's Corner. You don't have any little kids anymore, so you don't know anything about this either. No. Lucky you.
This is in November you're taking her?
This is in a couple of weeks.
Oh, yeah. Great time to go to Houston.
Yeah, in the middle of August.
5,000 degrees. Yeah.
Oh, my God. The devil is riding around in an Uber. It's so hot. He doesn't even walk the street. And so we're going to see Gracie in concert. And not just that. You know, I like to do extra. So, I got tickets for all of her cousins, which she never gets to hang out with her cousins because we're in Minnesota and we don't have any family here. And then we got a little party bus. And so I assumed that my mother would want to go and give me a break.
Yeah, that's the reason for the trip to Houston.
That's the whole reason for the trip to Houston.
Correct.
So I got a party bus. I have invited 15 cousins. Okay, the party bus can hold 15. Wow. I've invited 15 cousins. And so I'm thinking that my mother would want to go with her so that we can have this little party bus and then I could take a break. And so my mother has told me in some very choice words, she is a church member, but they were not church words, that she's not getting on that damn party bus. She's not stepping foot on a party bus. This was my plan, something I decided to do. And so I have to be responsible. So now all my cousins are dropping their kids off at my mama's house for an afternoon of party bus fun in unicorn glitter shirts, and we're going to see Gracie at the Bayou Event Center on Sunday, August 17th, and I'm gonna have a 15 little girls and boys all under the age of 13 in a party bus all by myself. Look what I did. I went on vacation to get a job.
My choice that weekend, if you invited me, I would check out Guantanamo Bay. if the choice was on that party bus with young kids like that, with your policing of them, or I'm next to Khalid Sheikh Mohammed for the weekend. I mean, there's a chance he's seen the light, because you have not. I know that. All right, let's pause. More with Shaletta in moments on the home of the Shaletta Show, WCCO.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
I know, Lindsay, it's hard for you to believe this, but there was a stretch where Shaletta was the producer of this show.
An amazing stretch, by the way.
Memorable is what I would describe it.
Somebody almost choked to death. I was so good. A man almost choked to death on the air. He couldn't believe how good I was.
Adam Carter choked. My friend turned me into a viral sensation for the wrong reason.
I did. He went viral. Yeah. He went viral.
I almost was fired. And
he got suspended or written up. Or there's something in his file. Yeah. If you go up to the HR lady. There's
and
paperwork. Mm-hmm.
She would think about pursuing a guest. I don't think it ever happened. She would then say, what about these people on this CBS feed where I can just send one email and they'll be on? And I would suggest, well, I don't think they're really that good. That's why they're so available.
That's why they're available. Yeah, they were sitting right there.
And then many times I would sit her down in a very friendly way. How can I get you to actually pursue a guest? You know,
do your job.
What could I get you to maybe show up on time?
It was so desperately funny one day. You were like, I like you, and I think
I really
you like.
I was like
me.
Sally Field. Yeah, it was.
I really like you, and I just if you could just press the button, and you know, he was timing his own shows, y'all. You know, the thing that the producer is supposed to do is they're supposed to know the out time, and then you know, go out so the
maybe help with the guests, a topic or two,
And so there were some days where he was just he was doing his own show, and I would just be talking, and he'd be giving me the wrap it up button, and I'm like, what are you talking about? And you were like, it's the top of the hour, we need to play national news, and I'm like, oh yeah, that thing. Let me press that button.
Here's another thing that would happen. Another thing would happen is I would schedule guests. And let's say, like today, you know, Shaletta started 107 or so. Shaletta would talk to the guests for like 5-6 minutes. And not on air, by the way, off air.
This was a phone call. We were talking about kids.
And so I would say about 5 minutes in, hey, Shaletta, could I talk to, I don't know, Governor Walz, Jim Peterson?
Let Dean Phillips.
Major Garrett.
Well,
Dean Phillips. He's added security to his house. Well, so I bring this up because, you know, Lindsay's done a great job this week. And she's picked up the mantle of a music theme. So I save this for you. Lindsay, what is today's music theme? They've been very unique this week, Shaletta. They basically have been ones that Lindsay decided maybe 3 months ago. 3 weeks ago.
Last week.
You know, last week. I'm going to use these as my bumper music. Does it match what's going on? Not really. Not really. It's just things that Lindsay's decided that are current to her. So, and I've enjoyed them. The music's been great.
That's great.
Okay, so we kind of got some old school music so far today, I feel like I'm hearing.
That's for sure. I think that any music in any era certainly has representation for today's theme. Today's theme is the woke mind virus.
The woke mind virus.
Yes.
Okay.
This would be, some of these songs would be grounds to define as an infection. And so I'm picking out songs that I think are a little bit more revolutionary toned, a little bit more woke. People can say Shaletta.
Yeah. But your version of woke is much more favorable than some others' version of woke.
Agreed.
Is that a fair assessment?
I think so. I try to listen to a lot of what Shaletta says about
stop
conjuring
right there.
Community.
Stop right there. I listen to Shaletta
fostering
a lot. I was
connection.
Troubled right there.
No, that's not a. Don't hold her up. Don't hold her up. Let her say what she's going to say.
Okay.
And let her speak.
And Shaletta, I did notice earlier this week that you signed me up for your newsletter, so I'm very glad to get that delivered to my inbox each and every day.
There's no signing out, by the way.
No,
speaking
no
of music,
if you
Hotel California.
I will resubscribe you. And we got to send a shout out to Joseph Skinner. He is listening to the show, and he signed up. You can sign up for Shaletta's daily newsletter at ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. It is free. Comes right to your inbox Monday through Friday at 11 a.m.
Okay. Two last topics for you.
Yes.
What is going on with you in the Pioneer Press? What is going on with you, the Star Tribune?
You are so funny because, like, I've been trying to go to dinner with you. I've been trying to connect with you.
I know
you got a lot of stuff going on. I didn't say anything about me being in the Pioneer Press. And then all of a sudden, here you come. Traitor, you're writing for the Pioneer Press now. What gives?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I was like, I'm not telling him nothing because I know he's going to ask me about it on his show. I'm not saying anything.
I read the Pioneer Press. Quality people, you know. But I was just saying, what's going on? So are you just so big that you're working for both papers? Was this a one-off?
No,
what's up here?
I was at the Star Tribune, and apparently Lindsay Peterson did not get them the I Now Work with Shaletta handbook that everybody at WCCO Radio has read and studied.
It's encyclopedia is what it is.
And so, you know, I'm 53, and right now in my life, I'm only staying in places where I'm celebrated. I'm not going anywhere where I'm tolerated. And so, you know, they were kind of micro doing some stuff over there that I didn't really like. You know, like I would turn in a column where I call myself brilliant. And they'd say, do you really want to call yourself brilliant? People may think you're bragging. And I would say,
okay,
do you not know me? Did you not talk to Peterson? Did you not get the handbook? This is who I am. And, you know, I turned in another column where I said, I'm the best MC in town. And then I get a little pushback. Well, Shaletta, did you want to say you're one of the best? And I'm like, did you? No. Did you not check my references? Did Chet Harmon not get a phone call? You know, and it was just a lot of that. And I was like, you know, I think I'm just being tolerated right now, not being celebrated. Let me see what else is out there. So I just dipped my toe in the water over at the Pioneer Press. Had to write something about Malcolm Jamal Warner. As a black woman growing up in America, he was my first boyfriend, like a lot of black women. And so just expressed, you know, how I felt about that. And, of course, you know, one of the most clicked on stories they've had in a long time. People loved it. So, you know, haven't circled back yet. Been kind of busy taking over the world and trying to survive these middle school germs. But I will reach out and see, you know, test the waters and see, you know, what they thought about it and what kind of feedback they got. And if they want to, you know, continue that partnership, you know, because right now in my life, I'm all about purposeful partnerships.
Mm-hmm. Are you also in any way trying to make the Star Tribune jealous? And if they come back, you would listen?
Of course not. Now, why would I do that? Why would I go write an article about the hottest story going on in the country in their competitor's newspaper and try to make them just, that just does not sound like me. I cannot believe you would say that out loud on the radio for everybody to hear. I just can't believe that. I can't believe you do that.
Because I believe it. That's why. Okay. That is why. All right. Thank you so much. Get healthy. Say hi to the kids, and I will not be at the party. Let's just be very
clear.
I will not be at the party.
Sir.
Thank you.
Sir.
Shaletta with us. It's 29 past 1. Traffic, weather, and buckle up. Am I wrong? With Lindsey Braun. Dave Harrigan, I'm breaking at 1:30 to get to Am I Wrong. With Dave, I break at like 1:38. You know, so I'll make sure he knows this.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.